Happy Tuesday, everyone. This is Shauna Thompson. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily. Okay, so what have you done to take care of your body today? Did you get up and exercise? Did you get up and take your vitamins? Did you start with a great breakfast? Okay, here's the other question. What did you do this morning to take care of your spirit? Dun, dun, dun. Have you done anything? Did you read your scriptures? Did you say your prayers? What did you do to take care of your spirit today? Well, I have this, you know, little thought. Spiritual nourishment, come on. We know that it's got to be just as important, right, as a balanced diet for your body. You think about all the time that we spend in the gym or running or cycling or whatever it is that you do to stay fit. Have we carved out any time at all for our spiritual well-being? You know, my husband is great about rolling out of bed and landing on his knees. He does it every morning for years. I don't remember the last time he skipped a moment to roll out of bed. I roll out of the bed and I take care of other pressing needs instead of getting on my knees and praying. My husband's such a great example at that. So what have you done each day to carve out time for spiritual feeding? How do you take care of that? I know that I can certainly be better at it. Well, Jen from Nevada, she has been listening to the Mormon Channel to kind of feed her spirit, and she said that she starts every morning with us, and she said that it is just putting her in the right mindset. So there you go. Jen, thank you so much. You're feeding your spirit with us. We're glad to be a part of that. Well, you know, I was thinking, I've been talking about how much I've been trying so hard to read my scriptures on a daily basis, and if I miss a day or 2 days, I make sure that I triple up in the, you know, the next few days. But I have to say that I had an experience. Just last month, we had our state conference. And I have to admit that I'm not really great at those adult evening meetings on Saturday night. I have a really hard time with those because there's an evening meeting the Saturday prior to Sunday where we have our regular state conference. And I've not been really great at listening so well. I'm tired because we've been working all day. We've been doing housework and yard work and running and shopping and errands and all of those things. And I'm exhausted by Saturday night. So sitting in a Saturday evening meeting has been really difficult for me in the past. Guess what? This last time we had state conference, I listened to every single talk. And you know what? When it was done, I felt so spiritually fed. And you know why? I think it's because I've been paying more attention to reading my scriptures on a daily basis. I think Heavenly Father is helping me to grow up a little because I try to be too funny and I make light of things sometimes. And I felt like a mature adult at this last state conference. That may sound really silly to you, but I directly know that it's because I've been better at attending to a spiritual feeding with my scriptures on a daily basis. And when we had state conference the next day, Sunday, I listened and I felt completely light and happy when I walked out of there. And I thought, this is how it's supposed to feel. I think it's directly connected to feeding my spirit in a better way, finally paying a little better attention to it. So you know what? I'm getting better and I'm growing up, and I hope you are too. Well, President Hinckley, he gave a little talk in the General Relief Society meeting back in October of 2006, and he's just such a master storyteller. He was talking about this young woman who was divorced, and she was left with 7 kids. And they ranged from 7 to 16 years old. And she said one evening she crossed the street to talk to a neighbor. And as she turned to walk back home, she looked at her house and every light was on. And she could hear echoes of her children. Mom, I need this. They were at the door. Mom, what are we having for dinner? Mom, can we go to the library? Mom, I need to go get poster paper. And she just wanted to collapse. And she felt exhausted and weary, and she looked at the house and thought, my burdens feel heavier than they ever have before. I don't know how I can possibly meet the needs of these children by myself. And she remembered looking at the heavens with tears in her eyes and saying, Heavenly Father, I can't take care of all of these children. Could you please come and stay with me? Or maybe I can come stay with you for a night. And I'll come back in the morning, I promise. Now, the reason why I'm tearing up is because I've been in that space before. I know what it's like to just say, could you take me away? Just come stay with me and hold me and rock me for a moment. I really need you. And she said she didn't really hear specific words of the reply, but she heard in her mind these words. No, little one, no. You can't come to me now. You would never wish to come back, but I can come to you. I so related to that story, and I've had that same voice tell me, I'm right here. I can take care of you. I can hold your hand for a little while until you feel stronger and better. And I know that in those times, my spirit has grown and been nourished in the hands of my Heavenly Father. So I just thought that was a beautiful story. Have you ever had those moments? Have you had moments where you just feel like, please just take me away for a little while. I'll come back the next day, Heavenly Father, if you just kind of stay with me. Let me know. Go to Mormon Channel Daily at LDSChurch.org and just tell me your story. I'd love to hear it. So as we go out today, our song of the day is How to Move a Mountain, featuring Sherry Call, one of my favorite singers. Have a wonderful day. Take hope. Be happy.
When I was young, I heard the stories about the people who could make the mountains flee. And every now and then, someone would tell me I could do the same if I believed. So one summer night, I looked out my window and I closed my eyes and listened to the wind blow. And I tried to move a mountain. I wish for it to crumble in my feet. I tried one thing after another, but I couldn't shake a leaf. I never knew that the mountain had a lesson it would teach. 'Cause as tall as I got, I still lived in its shadow. I watched it tower over me. Till one summer day, I thought I heard it call me. So I closed my eyes and changed into my blue jeans. And I learned how to move a mountain. It was harder than I dreamed it would be. But I put one foot down past the other till the mountain was under me. And I felt like I could see forever when the truth in my senses suddenly, that mountain wasn't nearly the first one that I moved. God had seen my victory. Every time I put my weaknesses behind me and I closed my eyes, let His mercy find me. I know how to move a mountain. I have to fall down on my knees. Then I get back on my feet, head on upward till I make it to the peak and the mountains underneath.